صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم. Mercy upon mankind. صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear respected Islamic brothers and viewers of Madinin channel, once again we are back with our program, The Cure of Every Illness. Salli ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In this program, we listen to inspiring ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, along with faith refreshing accounts of our pious predecessors rahimahumullahu ta'ala, in relation to the excellences and the virtues of salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today, insha'Allah ta'ala, we will listen to the incredible excellence of reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, especially on the day of Thursday and the night of Friday and the day of Friday as well, so that we can motivate ourselves and encourage ourselves to recite more salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam passionately, especially on this day of Friday and the night of Friday as well, insha'Allah ta'ala. The narrator of the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one who recites salawat upon me 200 times on the day of Friday, 200 years of his sins will be forgiven." Subhanallah, my dear Islam brothers, viewers on Madinin channel, how much time does it take for an individual to recite salawat of 200 times? If we just recite, "As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam," each one of these is a different durood-e pak. How long will it take to recite this 200 times? Maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, if we're pushing it. And just consider the reward that we will gain for reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala 200 times on the day of Friday. So whenever the day of Friday arrives, inshallah, if we take out 5 to 10 minutes of our time to recite salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam 200 times, inshallah ta'ala, look at the reward. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala mentions that 200 years of his sins will be forgiven. The ulama, the scholars that they mention, in general, forgiveness of 200 years of sins refers to the sins of a lifetime being forgiven. And this is by the grace and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, it's also necessary that we understand that the sins that are referred to in this hadith are the minor sins, the saghira, the sins that are from the saghair sins. Whereas when it comes to the kaba'ir, the major sins, for them an individual must repent as well in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he truly has remorse in his heart for committing those sins and repents in the court of Allah, fulfilling the different pillars of repentance as well, insha'Allah ta'ala, that we hear every now and again on Madinin channel, what are the pillars of repentance. Mufti Ahmad Yarhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said that when somebody performs a righteous deed on Friday, he gets the reward equivalent to 70 times more. So the reward of an action on the day of Friday, this is multiplied by 70 times. And this is why one of the reasons as well that we should especially take out our time to recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the day of Friday. So our reward, it is multiplied by 70, insha'Allah ta'ala. Dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madinin channel, in addition to this reciting of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala on the day of Friday, we should try our utmost best to carry out more and more righteous deeds on the day of Friday as well. Because of this, what we've heard from Mufti Ahmad Yarhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the reward of an action done on the day of Friday, it is multiplied 70-fold. So whatever we will do, if we read Nafal Salah, if we do Sajda in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we recite the glorious Quran, recite Dhikr and Tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, all of these actions we will gain the reward 70 times more than as compared to doing it on any other day of the week, inshallah, azza wa jal. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, send salawat upon me in abundance on the night of Thursday and the day of Friday. The one who will send it to me, I will testify for him and intercede on his behalf on the day of judgment. We all want the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. None of us would say that we do not require the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. Verily, without any shadow of a doubt, we all hope to gain from the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this hadith, he has explained to us that if we are to recite salawat upon him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the Thursday night and the day of Friday, then insha'Allah ta'ala we will gain his intercession on the day of judgment. And what it means here is, Thursday night here is referring to the actual night of Friday. So from Maghrib on the day of Thursday up until Maghrib on the day of Friday, this is classified as the night of Friday and the day of Friday, insha'Allah ta'ala. So after Maghrib on the Thursday, up until Maghrib on the Friday, insha'Allah, if we send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam abundantly, insha'Allah ta'ala, we will gain from the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam on the day of judgment as well. The night of Friday is a night in which the du'as of an individual is accepted as well. So we should not waste this night of Friday, and we should insha'Allah ta'ala make the most of these moments as well every single week, and spend this time in the dua, in supplication and durud e pak upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. Insha'Allah, our du'as will be accepted as well, insha'Allah ta'ala. Here, in addition to this, one thing we should look at in our society is, especially in those countries and cities around the world where the Friday is the day of the holiday of the week. Like in some countries, Saturday and Sunday is the day off of the weekend, the holidays off of the week. In certain countries around the world, Friday is taken off as well. And if we look at it, the reason why this day of Friday was selected as the day off of the week or the holiday of the week was so that the Muslims can prepare for Salatul Jumu'ah in a good way, and then they can gain the blessings of Jumu'ah, inshallah, on the day of Friday. But unfortunately, you'll find that many places around the world where this day of Friday is taken off, unfortunately, a lot of Muslims, they utilize this time, this day off, and they get involved in evil habits and evil deeds. Whereas this was a day that they should have been gaining the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, instead of gaining that closeness to Allah, they are distancing themselves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by being involved in the disobediences and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should make our routine, insha'Allah ta'ala, the night between Thursday and Friday, insha'Allah, spend this in the worshipping of Allah, and spend the day of Thursday in the worshipping of Allah Azza wa Jal as well, insha'Allah ta'ala. Here I would also like to add that the ulama, where they have mentioned that the reward of an action, it is multiplied by 70-fold on the day of Friday, they have also mentioned that the punishment and the severity of a evil habit, an evil deed on the day of Friday is also multiplied by 70-fold. So which side of the multiplication do we want? Definitely we want to get that from the multiplication of the reward which is done by 70-fold. So we carry out a good deed that will be multiplied by 70-fold, insha'Allah ta'ala, rather than on the other side where we are involved in the disobediences and the sinful activities and evil habits and gaining the punishment and the sin being multiplied by 70-fold. So insha'Allah ta'ala, if we utilize the time of the Friday, the night and the day of Friday, insha'Allah ta'ala, in good measures, we will gain the blessings of this as well, insha'Allah ta'ala. And this is another one of the reasons why you see all around the world, alhamdulillah, azawajal, Dawat-e-Islami holds its weekly sunnah inspiring ijtima'at for Islamic brothers on the Friday night. Generally, in majority of the places, after Salatul Maghrib on the Friday, on the Thursday night, is when Dawat-e-Islami's weekly ijtima'at begin. The reason for this is that the night begins with Maghrib, and the blessings of the day of Friday and the night of Friday begin with this as well. So, inshallah, if we attend the ijtima'at of Dawat-e-Islami on a weekly basis, we will gain benefit from that as well. And also during the ijtima'at, du'as are made collectively, inshallah ta'ala. And like we've mentioned, that du'a on the night of Friday, this is a moment for the du'as to be accepted. So when we attend the ijtima'at of Dawat-e-Islami, our du'a, the permissible du'as that we make in the court of Allah, we find that many individuals have accounts and their parables are mentioned as well, where the du'as are accepted from the ijtima'at of Dawat-e-Islami. So you are also invited that wherever you may be around the world, go attend the weekly Ijtima'at of Dawat-e-Islami in your locality, inshaAllah ta'ala. Where you live, inshaAllah, Dawat-e-Islami's local Ijtima'. Attend it on the Thursday night, inshaAllah ta'ala, and gain the benefits and the blessings of this as well, inshaAllah azza wa jal. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He allows us to benefit from the blessed day of Friday and the night of Friday every single week, inshaAllah ta'ala. And He allows us and blesses us with the ability to carry out more and more righteous actions on this day of Friday as well. And especially to increase our salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the day of Friday and gain the benefits and the blessings of this as well, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, my dear Islam brothers, it's time to mention a freight refreshing account from our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala. And today, inshaAllah ta'ala, the account that we are going to mention, this is from the life of the Sahaba ikram, from the time of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Once an individual came to meet the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and claimed that another man had stolen his camel. He also permitted two witnesses in the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to say that this individual had stolen his camel. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, I want you to pay attention to this particular account and try and understand the entire situation. The stolen camel and the two witnesses were present in the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The accused, the individual that had this accusation against him, he was also present as well. And he said to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, please can you ask the camel whether I have stolen it or I have not stolen it, and who is the real owner of this camel? Please ask the camel itself. Here, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, one thing I want you to realize is, I want you to understand, is this belief of the companions, alayhim wa ridwan. They saw the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam in front of their eyes, and they knew that if the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam is to order the camel to begin speaking, the camel will begin speaking. They saw that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam would just indicate towards the moon from the earth, and the moon would split into two. They saw that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam would indicate towards the sun, and the sun that had already set, it would rise again, even after setting, so that the likes of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem can offer his salatul asr. They saw all of these miracles taking place. They saw that when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam would walk, the stones and the trees, they would give salam to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. So they also were aware that if the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam is to command that camel to begin speaking, then that camel will begin speaking as well. And this is exactly what happened on this account. When the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, he spoke to the camel and he said, "Oh camel, who am I?" The camel replied very eloquently and very beautifully that you are the true prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the camel, he said, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, do not order for the hand of the defendant to be cut off, because the paint lift and the witnesses are hypocrites. They are working together to get the hand of this individual cut off on the basis of their enmity towards him. And they have made an alliance amongst themselves. O Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in actual fact, they are feeling this hatred towards you, because they were hypocrites. And that camel, he mentioned that those, they have worked together so that they can label this against you, that you have ordered one of your companions' hand to be cut off, when in actual fact, the camel was not the belonging of these individuals. The camel was already in the belonging of that companion who they had accused." Allahu Akbar, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. Here we have learnt one more point, and that is that it is very easy to accuse someone of something, but it does not necessarily mean that the person that is getting accused, he is definitely a criminal. The accusation does not necessarily have to be true for him. We should not believe that accusation labeled on any individual until it is proven to be true. Because unfortunately, many individuals have their own motives when they are accusing another individual. They label them with so many accusations, and behind those accusations, there is no truth behind it. They have their own motives when they are accusing that individual. So first, before we accept or we believe in any of these accusations, we must get down to the truth first. And here, this is what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam did. And here, if you look at the punishment that Islam has set for someone that steals, for a thief, is that his hand is cut off. And this is why the camel, he mentioned that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do not cut off the hand of your sahabi, of your companion. Because he is innocent, he is not guilty, therefore do not cut off your hand. So the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, when he showed this miracle of making the camel speak, relieved that individual of this particular disgrace as well. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't just leave it there. Rather, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, he asked that individual, that, O individual, O sahabi, O companion, what is the reason behind you gaining such a blessing that you have saved from disgrace? What's the reason behind this? And that companion radiallahu ta'ala an, he mentioned that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I do not have any special good deed that I can say that this is the reason for that. But the reason maybe it is that I recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, getting up and sitting down. All the time while standing and sitting, I am reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied and he gave a beautiful answer. And he said, always carry on with this deed of yours. Keep doing this deed, as Allah has saved your hands from being cut off by virtue of this deed. And inshallah, He will save you from the fire of hell on the day of judgment as well. By what? Continuously reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So there are many things that we learn from this, that alhamdulillah, the recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, it is a mean for our protection in this world, and inshallah it will be a means for our protection on the hereafter as well, inshallah azza wa jal. So through this program of ours, what we hope is that we are able to gain this motivation and this persuasion that we are always to recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam in abundance, throughout our lifetime, inshallah ta'ala, and gain the blessings of this in this world as well as in the hereafter, inshallah ta'ala. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel and gain the blessings of Madani channel as well, inshallah ta'ala. And once again, we will be back with another episode with this silsila, the cure of every illness. Salli ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Until then, please continue to recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in abundance throughout your days and throughout your nights, and especially on the day and night of Friday, inshallah ta'ala, and gain the blessings of this. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mercy upon mankind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.